Jung swallowed a second piece of squid, and then asked, "And is the game now finished?"
"That, of course, is up to you."
"Might I ask a few questions?" The glow hardened, brightened. Behind it, an answer formulated and was finally vocalized.
"Certainly.
I heard about the accident that should have killed my old friend. I then heard that he had survived, but that many others were dying mysteriously around him. The car crash. He did not survive for days trapped in the wreckage."
"You. You came to him, took his place, and have moved about in his stead since, killing his wife, his friends, neighbors. You have asked no question yet," the thing on the other side of the table whispered.
"When I called and asked to meet with you, it did not concern you that a dead man had telephoned."
"Dead people don't bother me,"
answered Lee's body, a smile curling his lips.
"But those who cannot come to the point do. What are your questions?"
"Two in number. First, it is my suspicion that you are the last of your kind. True?"
"Yes. Modern ways have limited our access to the flesh. I am alone, as are you. But soon, we shall be joined together."
The demon dug its claws into the table, peeling away curls of varnish.
"And your second question?"
"Tell me," asked the old man, his chopsticks reaching toward the soy sauce dish, "is it true demons abhor salt?" Before the thing across the table could react, Zheng slid his chopsticks under the small dish and flipped it into the monster's face. Immediately screamed, slamming its hands against the table, pushing itself back. At the same time, the older man scooped up the two food strainers on the table and brought them down on the thing's hands. Using the metal bowls for protection, he drove the creature's long, hard nails into the wood of the table, trapping its hands. Instantly, wordlessly, Zhang pulled his knife from its sheath beneath his shirt. With one quick motion, he slashed across the monster's throat, severing it to the spine. Around the restaurant, people screamed, birds flapped and cawed and whistled in desperate panic as their masters below grabbed for them and ran for the exit. People charged in all directions, overturning tables and chairs, food carts and each other. Hot oil splashed across the ancient floor. Flame followed.